Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Your attention, please.
Your attention, please.
Your attention, please.
And now the moment we've been waiting for is here.
Hello, Nelson and Tasman. Hope you're enjoying this lovely sunny weather that we've been having. It's a bit hot for me being a Scottie. I also have another Scottie in the studio with me this morning. I'd like to welcome my wee sister, Faye, all the way from Inverness. What a pleasure to have you on our show, Evolving Health, which is a programme designed to provide informed health choices. So we discuss many, many topics, and today we're going to discuss women juggling life, work, home, children, and possibly how can we avoid burnout? Welcome, Faye. Thanks for coming in all the way from Scotland.
I know.
Yeah. So with the pressures of modern day living, I felt that you were a good person to talk to as a professional woman working in the corporate field as an accountant. Tell us a little bit about your journey of juggling family and work, because you have a beautiful little five-year-old girl that I'd just like to say that you had her later in life as I have with my children, or two of my children. And how's that been for you?
So I've always been, I suppose, an achiever and trying to always do well. And up until that point, before having Zara, I did strive, and I still am successful. But yeah, there was a big difference going back to work, having been off on maternity leave and been in this lovely baby bubble for around 9 months. You know, you go back, you know, things have changed. You can't just have the focus on your career that you have had. So yeah, it was difficult just integrating first and foremost back into the workplace. My work, whilst I only went back 4 days, my workload was still exactly the same. You know, it hadn't reduced any. So it was difficult then trying to get into the routine with nursery and childcare and doing the work that you'd done previously. So there was a lot of stress around that. And it took me a good 6 months to bed back into that. Work got busier, looking after a large portfolio of clients, and yeah, I just went with it, and you know, tried to do it all. I think that lasted about 2 years until, yes, I had all the symptoms of burnout: colds, flus, complete fatigue. But yes, waking up upset, you know, too much to do, too much on your mind. And at the same time, Zara was unwell with febrile convulsions. So, you know, back and forth to hospital, A&E, with temperatures of over 40. So, yeah, it was really, really hard.
And I know that, you know, on convulsions, that might happen on a weekend, and then you've got to get back up for work on Monday morning, like everything's been totally fine and wonderful and Walt Disney in your life. And I think, as you point out, that, you know, pre-babies, you're this successful woman, and you still want to continue being that successful woman that you are. But then you go back into the workplace and your focus has shifted. You can still do the job, and, you know, most of the time you can do your job with your eyes closed because you've been doing it well before you went on maternity leave. But you've condensed a 5-day-week job into a 4-day-week job. You don't just get yourself out of the door in the morning, or, you know, getting a little person who's highly dependent on you fed, washed, clothed. You're always on call with your children, of course, as well, aren't you? So
yeah,
your whole responsibility shifts and it becomes more, but we carry on and we expect on ourselves as well. And I think society expects it of us too, is that we can still be who we were pre-babies, and you can never be that person ever, ever again.
But so that's really difficult to accept and not to continue the way that you did continue.
Yes. And I think women are incredibly hard on themselves, and I think women are also very hard on women. But for ourselves, we go, why am I not managing this? Why am I not coping? And you think, well, actually, looking after children is a full-time job in its own right. And then you're also working full-time. So 6 months was a bit of a filter point for you, where you possibly didn't notice it yourself. It's the people around you that go, do you think you should, you know, have a nap? Or because they can start to see that your personality your character is still the same,
yeah,
but your personality changes.
Yeah, well, the 6 months was actually just settling back into work. It took probably about two 2 to 3 years for, you know, the complete burnout to happen. Mm. So, just sustaining, you know, what we were dealing with. And, you know, I had a very supportive partner. I had my parents, I had you, you know, so I was able to offload, you know, periods, but not really to the depth that it was affecting me. And obviously, you know, your health with all your stresses and all of your adrenaline, your health, by the time you have that cold or by the time you have that, that flu-type virus,
yes,
your immune system is already completely suppressed.
Yeah, because you've got this adrenal fatigue then, haven't you? And the adrenal fatigue comes because you have been living off adrenaline for long periods of time. And adrenaline, well, stress hormones are designed... We are supposed to be stressed,
yes.
You know, there's elements of, you know, levels of stress that we're supposed to have, but high stress over long periods of time causes this output from the hypothalamus, pituitary and adrenal gland axis. So it's the brain speaking to the adrenal glands that to cope with this stress, you must spurt out lots of cortisol and adrenaline. And that's when the adrenal glands do actually get tired. And we, as naturopaths, call that adrenal fatigue. In medicine, you've either got Addison's or Cushing's. There's nothing grey in the middle. And we deal with the grey matter in naturopathy, where we have this burnout that we see, and a lot of the symptoms which we'll talk about in a short while about, you know, what signs and symptoms of adrenal fatigue, burnout, exhaustion, breakdown. And so a lot of women are going around, I see in my clinic, with adrenal fatigue, mm-hmm. and they don't know what's wrong with them and they don't know why they're not coping. But yeah. How can we possibly... The workplace, I think, is something to be questioned as well, is that management make the culture of the company. And I think if you've got a forward thinking boss, then, you know, you can feel the doors open to go and have a chat and possibly look at flexi time, which I think is very much in demand for women in the workplace.
Yeah.
How was it for you in your culture of work?
Well, I was unfortunate that I didn't have that forward thinking line manager. And I think that had been recognised when I was off on maternity leave, that I was doing a fair bit of what perhaps he should have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, you know, another, not my line manager, but another partner in the business, that of a Friday evening, I was there late. He had been working late as well. And I still had 5 things left to do that had been left on my desk. My boss had already left. He asked me how I was. And normally I would have just said, oh, I'm fine, yes, you know, how are you? But I didn't. I got upset. And he actually then took that and he spoke to the office managing partner, and he also spoke to my boss. Now, the difference was that the office managing partner, first thing on Monday morning, we had a discussion about my workload and what have you, whereas my actual line manager, he didn't bring it up.
Yes.
You know, I had to bring it up, you know, with him. He's no longer with the firm now, my line manager. But yeah, I had fantastic support, you know, and that would be a key thing, is discussing it with colleagues or your line management and getting that support, because it's not unusual, you know, both male and female, to have that burnout and to have that level of achievement that seems to be, you know, called upon in modern life.
Yeah, and thanks for pointing that out. We're here talking about women juggling life, because women are the primary
caregivers.
Majority of women are the primary carers for children, and obviously working as well, because of modern day living and consumerism and just the cost of living. There's a lot of pressure in modern day life for both partners to be working. But I just want to just capture as well that when you're feeling that stressed, and this is something that's hit home for me myself too, when I had burnout in 2017, and you were one of my primary support people. In fact, I had to come home to be cared for because I became quite dysfunctional, is the impact that has on the partner and the impact that it has on the children. And, you know, I've seen myself in the last few weeks getting into that state again, and you've come over at the perfect timing to help me again. You're like this angel. But what it's like for the children, and so one of my motivators now is, if I'm not functioning at 90%, how can I be there for my children? And the impact that it has on partners as well. So what would you have to say about that?
Well, yes. I mean, I was very fortunate that I did have support as well. But it's actually just being able to recognise that you've got that point. You know, you are busy, and it is, we're both very similar, is that we're achievers, and, you know, we like to do our best.
Mm-hmm.
What that best is, I don't have a cap on it. I don't know what that best is.
Yes.
Which... it's probably a character flaw, and you're very similar. But it's just recognising those key things. And for me, it's I can feel overwhelmed, mm-hmm. and that isn't my normal disposition. Normally I'm quite, as an accountant, quite level, and yes. but yeah, if I have that feelings of overwhelming, it's like, well, I recognise that's how I was in 2015.
Yes.
And I have to do something about that. I have yes. to go out and smell the roses. I have to go out and enjoy the dogs that we have, just to be, because it's, you know, if I get that extra tax return out, you know, really within that day that I've set myself,
yes.
tomorrow's probably okay.
I know, and as women, we have unrealistic expectations on ourselves, achieving in the home, achieving with partner, achieving in the workplace, how we look, how we feel. You know, that's another area that interests me and also rubs me up the wrong way, is that we're supposed to feel positive all the time. Mm. Social media leads us to believe, yeah. you know, that we are, if we don't feel positive and joyous all the time, then there's something wrong with us. Mm-hmm. And that's actually an abnormal state of being. It's not possible to be happy all the time.
No,
you have
no.
to have ebbs and flows in life to grow and expand. And it's, yeah, it's interesting, you know, to say that, yeah, where does it all stop and how do we actually manage it? So perfectionism is a condition a lot of women experience. Where do you think this has come from?
I'm not sure, because, you know, it's certain personalities as well. It's probably a lot in the mix. But I think, you know, social media, television, the mm-hmm. internet, mm-hmm. you know, there's certain programs where, you know, it's keeping up. You know, it's very difficult to have that perfection. And I put that in inverted commas, because perfection, if you ask different people, yes. is different things.
Yes.
But yeah, I just, like I say, just, you know, a phrase that resonates with me is, stop and smell the roses, because we're only here for a short period of time.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're blessed with healthy children, and enjoy it, you know, as much as you can. And we've all got bills to pay. We've all got that pressure. But
yes.
trying to have that balance and finding that balance. And I would say having conversations and sharing it, because there will be a colleague, male or female, that will have experienced,
yes.
you know, what you have experienced.
Yes.
And the more we talk about things, let's use social media to our advantage.
Yes.
And talk about it, you know, all these hashtag things that are going on at the moment. Well, yeah, I mean, there's pluses and minuses for those, but I think it's opened up the conversation, and
yes.
we're in a generation where we can talk and we can receive information.
And, you know, we all have mortgages and we all have commitments and responsibility, and we all have limits. That's one thing that I'm learning personally, is that I am one person and I am capable of X, not X, Y, and Z as one individual. And it was interesting talking with a colleague. You highlight that, you know, there's, when you find yourself in this burnout situation, that invariably there is somebody that's actually quite close to you that has experienced the same thing. And it's not taboo like it used to be. We're starting to talk about the recovery of women postnatally, and we know it's at least a year for her body to resemble some part of its former self. It will never be its former self, but
no.
at least resemble that by the time the hormones and everything regulate themselves. But talking with a colleague a few weeks ago, and I was reaching that point again where I was just taking on too much. And she said, if you walked into my clinic, you'd be a red flag. But it's interesting, you can't see that for yourself.
No.
So just to move in nicely on things to look out for when you have got burnout, adrenal fatigue, what did you experience?
It was not being able to sleep, very anxious, you know, your heart racing and upset, very easy to, you know, for the tears to come, and which is, you know, not my usual personality. I'm Scottish, I'm very stoic.
Yeah.
But, and just feelings of overwhelming and a sense of dread when you woke up in the morning,
yeah.
and forcing yourself to get in the shower when normally you'd be up and in the shower and getting
yeah.
on with the day ahead,
yeah.
all those things. And then, you know, just chatting away with you and just realizing, my goodness, it's coming again. So
yeah.
it's happened once.
Yes.
You don't want for it to happen a second time or a third time, because you just don't know if you can ever recover and come back from it.
Yeah, and your ability to recover from stress is less if you've experienced burnout before.
Right.
And I think that's the body's way of
protecting
you from going into that state again. So just to go over those things to look out for. So we've got feelings of overwhelm, teary, anxiety, difficulty going to sleep, difficulty staying asleep, feelings of pending doom, lack of joy, changes in appetite, changes in digestive processes. And when you're in a high stress state, you often don't see these things coming. So my take home is just take the time to check in with yourself every day. How am I? Where am I? Why am I feeling this way? 5 minutes, you know, minimum a day is a good thing to do for any working woman. What's your take home, Faye?
Very similar to that mindfulness, just even taking a walk with a dog.
Yes.
Or going just for a walk, or just checking in with a close friend, family member, you know, doing all these things, just doing something.
Great. Listen, that was really valuable. And of course, so lovely to have you on my show. Thanks for coming in.
You can hear
us on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. and replay again at 1:40 afternoon on Sundays, only on Fresh FM.